Yes, it is. Moving on through it here. 9:35. A bit of sunshine yet. Got a hazy thing going on. Kind of typical for July. 71 degrees. Well, been talking about Headwaters Music Festival coming up next week, starting Thursday and running through Sunday here in the Twin Towns. A whole lot of music going on. Chris DeFries in to talk more about Headwaters. Chris, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks. You too. Good to be in here. You know, honestly, I don't know what some of the other people have talked about, but I thought as long as I'm in here, one thing I'll talk about in my role with the city is just that, you know, these kind of things are important for so many reasons, and it's so good that the Headwaters Music Festival really has grown every year in one way or another. And they've tried some things, and they keep, you know, they change it up just enough where a little bit, just enough to try to make it better. I do think this year is really going to be pretty fun, really good that they're in one location, for example, Friday, a week from tomorrow, one location, noon to midnight. You're going to have music all day downtown. Saturday, noon to midnight, music all day over in Breckenridge. I mean, it's just, it'll be really fun. It's good for the residents, you know, for our people, our citizens here, to have something to get out, especially if, you know, if you work in the area and you just want to get out and have some lunch and then, you know, listen to some music that'll be going on all day.
Right.
And you know, so you can stop by during the day. You can come for the evening. You can bring your chair and sit for 12 hours if you want. And there's always, you know, food and drink around. There are going to be some vendors on site. So, I mean, that part is great. But I also have a really real hope that there are a lot of people who will be coming in from the surrounding areas and coming into town to enjoy what we have to offer, because this year, as you know, they ramped it up a little bit as far as you know, getting some funds for the bands themselves so they can try something, get someone more regionally known even, and 32 Below, that will be Friday night, the 22nd at from 9 to midnight downtown Wahpeton. So, you know, it's been a lot of local bands or I would say very small regional bands. No, now they're expanding a little bit, and hopefully, you know, I was talking to Ted yesterday, and you know, we both have a hope that it would be great to get a really big, like, nationally known performer sometime. And we said it would probably have to be somebody that's, you know, maybe later in their career or something, but that would be well known and well liked, and people would just
something
like to
shoot
see.
For, though. Yeah, right. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are places around here that get. Big acts, and so and I'm certainly by no means saying that all the other acts that we have are not worth seeing, because they absolutely are. We have some great bands that have been coming, and the reason that they've been performing each year is because people like to come out and see them and hear them. So there's a great lineup, but I think the big thing for me is that this is just another thing that's offered in the summer. You know, last weekend Chalkfest had a bigger crowd than I'd ever seen downtown for that, and so, you know, kudos to Lisa and Allison at the Chamber for putting that together, and Sean and everybody who got that together to make that the event it is. And they've grown, and I think this is growing as well, and we're gonna, I think, see some fun things. There's 4 days. You know, the Thursday night is just the open jam session that honors Dave Engstrom, who started the music festival. That'll be down in Chehankaba Park. And then, as I mentioned, Friday, downtown Wahpeton. Saturday, downtown Breckenridge. Sunday will be the Praise Bands in Wells Park. So you can come down for that as well. So, you know, kind of a 4-day event. You know, the two on the ends are a little bit smaller. It's really, I really focus on the big ones in the middle, but because those are the ones that are really going to bring people out. But one thing to always remember, the admission is free.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah, that's a big part of it is that you can just come down, walk in and out, and you don't have to worry about, you know, paying to listen to these acts, see these people. You know, that's one thing. Dave wanted to keep it free. I mean, someday if we get those huge acts that we were talking about,
might have to charge them.
Yeah, we might have to do something different. Right. But I think what we could still do is, if it's multiple day, you know, you still keep some of it free. But that's because that's always something that I think, you know, free music and everybody just enjoys music. So we really looking forward to this year and see. And I think I mentioned before, but there are vendors on site, so you can just, as I said, bring your chair down, listen to some music. There'll be food and drink available. And I'm just looking forward to a good time. I hope there's a good turnout. I hope there's good weather.
Yeah, definitely.
And I hope it's not too hot. But, you know, really the nice thing is, as I said, you can come and go. So if you get a little warm, you can go inside, you know, go do some shopping, come back.
Right.
Listen to some more.
Chris, I got to ask you, in your capacity as far as the city goes, because I'm looking at this, kind of kick things off with Blue Goose. You have the Zoo Run. You've got Chalk Fest going on here that was, you know, that's growing. You got Headwaters Music Festival, which is growing. Kind of wrap everything up with kind of Headwaters Day. So from one end of the summer, plus everything that's going on at John Randall, from the baseball game to the fireworks display.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff happening here in the summer. That's got to make you kind of excited.
That makes me really excited, Bill. I love that. And this year, it just seems, you know, the year after COVID, people really came out for mm-hmm. things because they were so tired of being stuck inside. And it almost feels like that again this year because there were so many people in the park on the 4th, even for the baseball game. You know, usually there'll be the fans of the baseball game
sure.
will come, and then everybody starts trickling in for the fireworks. But there was a pretty big crowd, even just inning one of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it just told me that people were, you know, really interested in just coming out and enjoying the evening. It probably helped that it was a Monday night. People were coming back from the lakes.
Exactly.
You know, sure. But nonetheless, I've just seen big crowds at these events, and I have no doubt that there will be for this, too. In fact, there's regional Legion baseball tournament that is going on. Regional baseball tournament going on the same weekend as the music festival, and that's a 4-day tournament, you know, 4 or 5 day
sure.
tournament, depending on how far the teams go. So that's a situation where there's going to be, I can't even remember how many teams are coming into town, but you're talking about at least a few hundred families coming into town for that.
Right.
And so they'll be, I know the Music Fest is advertising in their program in the hopes that some people will, between games, they'll come downtown or wherever.
That's going to happen, Chris, definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. If nothing else, to say, hey, what's going on down mm-hmm. there, you know? So those kind of things, to have this going on to show people that, wow, that's pretty exciting, you know, that
absolutely.
They have music going on all day. But yeah, you're right, the summer just gets, you know, we've just really filled up the summer well, trying to compete with all the other things going on.
All this stuff just keeps growing. That's
right,
the
right.
beauty of it. The more it goes along, the bigger it gets.
Yeah, we've seen that, and so that's great. Now we'll probably, I think August, we take a little bit of a break, but then, like you said, it gets into September. Then you start looking at Headwaters Day in Breckenridge, the Fall Festival, the Bull Bash in Wahpeton.
That's right.
Comes up, and that, you know, is growing and has been a huge thing. So really, going into the fall, and we're trying to keep trying to figure out more and more to do even in the winter.
Sure.
Just to continue, you know, giving people things to do, giving people reasons to come into town and enjoy Wahpeton. So hopefully we have a pretty full calendar, and we'll continue to see bigger crowds and people can enjoy these kind of things. But come out 21st through the 24th for the music festival, because a lot of good acts and variety, a really good variety.
Really good
too.
Variety.
Yeah, they have a good variety of music. And as I said, they keep trying some new things. So kudos to the committee. And I really hope people can get out, good weather, get out and enjoy it.
You got it. Chris, yeah. Thanks so much for stopping by. Always a
Thank
pleasure
you.
To talk with you, my
Thanks.
Friend. All right. It's 9:45 here. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of Pep Talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.